Unit 11. Supercomputers Intelligence. Listening first.
音声を聞き、その内容について次の質問に日本語か英語で答えなさい。英文は1回読まれます。
In 1997, a supercomputer called Deep Blue beat the world chess champion Garry Kasparov.A mere machine won at a purely mental challenge, defeating one of the strongest players. People came up with various excuses. Perhaps Kasparov had got tired, or perhaps he felt frightened of the machine. The scientists overseeing Deep Blue were giving it some unfair assistance. But the true explanation is Deep Blue's sheer computing power.Its powerful processors could analyze millions of possible moves. Many people said, Deep Blue showed us its power, but it doesn't really show intelligence or creativity. Some people argued that the game of Go would be more appropriate for a test of intelligence. Go is played on a larger board, and there are many more possibilities to analyze.It seemed that computers would never have the creative intelligence to defeat a human Go champion. In March 2016, a computer program called AlphaGo did defeat one of the world's best human players, Yi Sidol. In a 5-game match, the computer won by 4-1. Two aspects of this victoryWere particularly impressive. The first was how much the machine had improved. In the 6 months before the match, the computer had played many millions of games against itself, gradually learning how to improve. By the time it played Yi in March, it was much stronger. Yi acknowledged that the machine had been too strong for him.Although he said that it was a defeat for him personally, not for humankind. The second impressive aspect was the way in which the machine played. In fact, it made some mistakes in spite of its superior calculating power. But in its creative use of strategy, in the originality of some of its moves, the computer seemed superior.The program which defeated Kasparov at chess did so merely by simple calculation. But AlphaGo's success seems to prove that computers can show intelligence and creativity.